This news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Bad Axe Public School Superintendent Gregory Newland said the district opted out of Michigan's 31AA School Safety and Mental Health Funding Program due to legal liability concerns, despite the loss of about $100,000 in funding. The money would have supported security measures and mental health services, which Newland described as essential. A lawsuit sought to remove the liability language from the legislation, but the provisions were upheld, prompting many districts, particularly in Michigan's Thumb region, to continue to stay withdrawn from the program. Statewide, nearly half of Michigan school districts and schools have backed out of the $321 million initiative. The Michigan Department of Education reported that while 974 districts and schools initially signed funding agreements in December, 462 later rescinded them by the end of 2025. About 70% of traditional public school districts and 39% of charter schools reversed their decisions, citing vague and overly broad language that would have required them to waive attorney-client privilege and submit to state investigations following mass casualty incidents such as school shootings. The funding would have provided $374 per public school student and $236 per private school student to support mental health staffing, threat assessment training, and security upgrades. A legal challenge to the program's conditions is now before the Michigan Court of Appeals. As a result of the withdrawals, only 512 districts and schools are set to receive funds, expected to be distributed in February. Some large districts, including Detroit and Dearborn, chose to remain in the program, citing urgent need for school safety and student mental health resources. And a man accused in the fatal shooting of a Grand Blanc Middle School football coach will stand trial next month. Authorities say William Channer is charged with first-degree murder and several firearm-related offenses in connection with the death of Logan Welch, age 30, of Grand Blanc. The shooting occurred at Trim's Unlimited in Almont. Prosecutors allege Channer fled from officers following the incident. If found guilty on all charges, he could face mandatory life sentence without parole. Welch was a lifelong Grand Blanc resident and coach at West Middle School and was expecting his first child with his wife at the time of his death. Channer is scheduled to return to court on February the 9th at 1:30 p.m. And although warm weather is still several months away, the Sanilac County Board of Commissioners approved some park work. Approval was given to buy two mowers, a compact utility tractor, and one Gator utility terrain vehicle for use at the county's parks. The purchases are not to exceed $60,000. Approval was also given to have Elite Electric to fix electrical issues at Forester Park. The cost for that equipment's not to exceed $26,194. In other county matters, approval was given to hire John Frazier as the grant writer. He'll be paid $12,000 to provide that service. His payment for grant writing will be paid twice a year. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
When it comes to finding your next Ford, trust the team that puts your experience first. At Joe Ricci's Otis Ford in Bad Axe, we're proud to offer a lineup built for you and customer service that keeps people coming back year after year. Now until February 2nd, get into a 2025 Bronco Sport Big Bend for $339 per month for 36 months with trade-in or qualifying expiring lease with $2,500 due at signing. Drive a smart, capable SUV with confidence only Bronco can deliver. Or step up to the 2025 Explorer, the perfect balance of space, technology, and everyday versatility. Lease one for 36 months for only $381 a month with $2,500 due at signing. And if you want a full-size Bronco with even greater capability and room for the whole family, check out the 2025 Bronco Big Bend 4-door 4x4. Lease it for 36 months at just $429 a month with $2,500 due at signing. Built for adventure, ready for anything. At Ortis Ford, our team is here to make your experience easy, transparent, and enjoyable. From the first test drive to long after you take your new Ford home. Visit us today. Offers valid until February 2nd, 2026. Offers based on approval through Ford Credit using A-Plan pricing. Leases are 36 months with 10,500 miles per year. No security deposit required. See dealer for complete details.
And we're back with more news. NASA has entered the final phase of crew training for the Artemis II mission, marking a significant shift in U.S. space strategy. This mission will be the first in over 50 years to carry humans toward the moon, focusing on testing the Orion spacecraft's life support systems in deep space before future landing attempts. And voters in Costa Rica headed to the polls today to elect a new president and 57 members of the Legislative Assembly. With incumbent Rodrigo Chavez Ramblas term limited, the election is seen as a pivotal moment for the nation's economic and environmental policies. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Area Landscapers and Commercial Mowing Service Companies. Are you in need of repairs for your John Deere turf equipment? Don't wait until next spring when it's too late and you realize your mower isn't up to speed and wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now is the perfect time to take your John Deere to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments until November 15th, 2026. That's right. Get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your turf equipment running smoothly and ready for next spring with your John Deere financial account. Keep your business running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.